With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Of all the Monterey County residents facing challenges from the coronavirus, its homeless are among the most vulnerable. For them, even normal times are difficult. But as KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, the pandemic and the shelter-in-place orders have put homeless people at even greater risk.
Homeless women walk into Gathering for Women in Monterey in a single line, 6 feet apart these days.
You can get you can get one, and then a sandwich.
The Homeless Women Resource Center on El Dorado Street still looks the same. The clean white walls and sterile cafeteria counters are still there, as is the sign that reads, "Begin each day with a grateful heart." But gone are the hot lunches and the ability to eat together at a table. For the 40 or so women who depend on the center, Gathering for Women, sadly, is no longer a place to gather. Stacey L. Ziebler Perkins is the executive director.
We've had to cut back almost all other of our services simply because we can't have them gathering in one place, for one.
The center is still providing hot breakfast, lunches to go, and showers. But among the services that have been reduced are health screenings, clothing donations, and help finding housing.
They have really nowhere to go. They stay in their cars or they stay outside, but they have nowhere to shelter in place.
How to shelter in place when you have no place is a problem Glorietta Rowland is trying to solve. Rowland works for the Monterey County Department of Social Services. She is trying to find shelter for homeless, particularly for those most at risk of the virus.
The priority at this point is for persons who are experiencing homeless that are highly vulnerable, medically fragile, in the target population of over 65.
Monterey County is preparing to open temporary shelters in Marina, Salinas, South County, and at the Monterey Fairgrounds. The city of Monterey has heard from at least a dozen hotels and motels willing to house people who may need to be isolated, including the homeless. But Roland says it hasn't been easy securing shelter because neighbors are afraid.
People are fearful of housing a population that may be more at risk.
Lieutenant Jake Pincus is with the Monterey Police Department and has worked with the homeless community. He says it's not just a case of having no place to stay. The very act of social distancing is traumatizing for many homeless.
They find comfort in being close to the people that they trust, and the number of people that they trust is pretty minimal.
So, for example, when food is provided, Pincus says it is natural for the homeless to want to find a place to eat close together.
And I think it's just difficult for them to, you know, it's a total 180 from what they're used to.
Pincus says the city has added facilities specifically designed to help the homeless during the pandemic.
We've put hand washing stations a couple different places in the city, Lake El Estero, the Transit Plaza.
There's another hand washing station across from the Naval Postgraduate School on Del Monte. The city of Monterey is also keeping open restrooms near some parks, even though those parks are nearly empty now. And the restrooms are being sanitized more often to protect the homeless from the virus. Back at Gathering for Women, Stacey L. Ziebler Perkins works with the skeleton crew. What was a staff of 50 volunteers is now down to 5.
It's not an easy situation, but without us, they really would not have much at all.
Elzebra Perkins says what gives her hope during these difficult times is the warmth and compassion of the volunteers at Gathering for Women, who even during a pandemic find a way to continue their important work. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.